Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Southside alderman is heading an effort to raise money to buy new bulletproof vests for Chicago police officers who need them.
All right, John, 32 even. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Give me one sec.
19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea pumped gas and washed windshields at a Mount Greenwood gas station. A nickel out of every gallon of gas this week goes to the Get Behind the Vest campaign. One of his customers, John Tolley, who's been a police officer for 33 years, he says a vest saved his partner's life.
I was off that day, so he took my spot and walked into a garage. And the kid came up, put the gun right against his chest and fired. If he hadn't had that vest, he'd be dead. That would have been me too, because I took that day off and he took my spot.
Organizers hope to raise $40,000, much of that at a pancake breakfast Sunday. They say vests last about 5 years and then officers have to pay to replace them. That $40,000 will help with that.
John, your card? Thank you very much. Thanks for coming up.
No problem. Thanks for doing this.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.